So maybe it's a good turning point to then you know, talk to our next guest, because she's they have actually already filed a you know, a legal suit, or like against Bill Gates and the local representative of the vaccine company in India. So maybe
Can you stick with us, Sam, for a little bit longer, just to hear what he has to tell us about?
Yeah, I'd like to hear this.
Okay, yeah. Great. Very good.
We'll share it. Yeah.
Hi, Dipali. So good to see you, as always. You're muted.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Hello. It's nice to be here today, and it's a great honor for me. On the the last day of the year, I'm here to, you know, update our audience on a very positive news from India regarding our petition filed at Bombay High Court, which is the first vaccine murder case. So I would take the audience through, you know, what was the cause of action and what was the reasons for filing this writ petition. Mm-hmm. Now, in India, we have three vaccines which are being administered prominently on adult population, which is Covishield, known as AstraZeneca outside, and the indigenous Covaxin, and there is also Sputnik of Russia, which is approved. Now, in Maharashtra, the state where I reside, we have some, a circular order, executive order coming in from the administrative officials, which say that only vaccinated people are allowed to travel by railways or to access public places or to work from their offices, be those offices private or public. Now, an incident happened in the month of November 2021. A healthy man, aged 23 years, he had to go in for the first dose of Covishield vaccine because he had to travel by railway to his place of work. And to travel by railways, there is a condition that only double vaccinated people are allowed to board the railways. And railways in Mumbai are the fastest mode of transport, the cheapest mode of transport. So we have lots of people who rely on railways as a mode of commuting to their offices and back homes. So this man named Mr. Hitesh Kadve, he had to go in, though he was not willing, but he had to go in for the first dose of Covishield vaccine. And within few hours after the administration of the first dose, he passed away. Like, his condition deteriorated and he was alone at home at that time. His mom was away for work. And he informed his friends, regarding his health being deteriorating at a very faster pace. And he went home to take a rest. But he passed away in his sleep. And his mother tried to call him. There was no contact established. They had to break open the door of the house and take him out. And it was very late by then. He had already passed away. Now, his mother and relatives could make out that it is nothing but the vaccine which has caused this unfortunate event, because that was the only trigger which led to this unfortunate incident. So they tried to file a complaint in the local police station, but they did not receive any response, positive response from the police. So his mother, the deceased mother, wrote to the higher authorities, the police authority, the highest authority in the state of Maharashtra, stating all the facts as to how she lost her son to this vaccine, this experimental vaccine. And she expected a response from the police authorities. Unfortunately, she did not get a response. And as per the laws prevalent here in the state, after a month's time, if there is no action coming in from the authorities who are supposed to act, a person has a right to approach court. So the deceased mother, she is the complainant in this case. And we have assisted her in filing this writ petition in the High Court of Bombay. So on 25th of November 2021, this writ petition has been filed. Now we have received the number. The petition has been numbered. And very soon we would get a system generated date. And now since you know, there is a lot of pendency here in the courts, so we need to mention the matter in the court and get it listed to bring it on the board so that the court hears the matter we have to cite urgency to the court. So we plan to do it immediately. Now the court would open after the vacation, the winter vacation, and we plan to request the court to take up this matter on priority. Now about this writ petition, the mother of deceased has mentioned the facts as to what happened on that unfortunate day, the sequence of events, and how her son was forced to take the jab because of the restrictions and because of the vaccine mandates introduced by the state government here. And had there not been the mandates, her son would have been definitely alive today. He was healthy. He was absolutely healthy. He had no health issues at all. And she's a single mother, and now she has like nobody to look up to. Her son was the only hope, and she has lost him. Now, in addition to her own case, she has also cited another case, which is about a dentist, a lady dentist. She was 34 year old, and being a frontline worker, she was, she had to take the jab in the month of January 2021. And within a month, her condition deteriorated and she passed away. Now, in India, we have a system of adverse event following immunization, which is AEFI. So if there is any adverse event, if there is a severe reaction, a person could go and log in his or her case in this system. Now, I also wish to mention here that not many people know about it. The government has not been forthcoming in making people aware that such a system exists. So we can, a lot of people come to us who say that they tried to log in to register their cases, but given the lengthy procedure and, the formalities which are required, the documents which are to be uploaded, and basically not having enough knowledge as to how to register a case in AEFI, they have not been able to register the cases of adverse events, including deaths. Now, coming back to this incident where the dentist passed away after first dose of Covishield vaccine, this case was referred to the AEFI committee, and the national committee has come up with its report in the month of October 2021, stating that yes, there has been a causal relationship established between vaccine and the death of the dentist. So you see, there are a few other cases. There are several cases which are being referred to AEFI. We have had a look at the reports that they come up with on a monthly basis. And in most of the cases, the reasons cited are like anxiety related or coincidence. Some pre-medical condition which existed and, or maybe anaphylactic reaction, which say severe allergic reaction. But in this case, the AEFI committee has said that, yes, there has been a causal relationship and the dentist died because of the condition is called as thrombocytopenia. So there was a blood clotting which caused her death. So in this case, the complainant, the mother of the deceased man, has cited this incident also, which is a very strong ground for court to look into the side effects, including the fatal side effects of these vaccines, which are being imposed on the population. There are blanket mandates without any thought over, how they could, what are the possible side effects and, what kind of damage they would inflict on person taking the vaccines. Apart from this, we have also cited four judgments of the high courts in India, which are in our favor, which say that vaccination in India cannot be made mandatory. There are certain judgments coming in from our apex court, from Supreme Court, which also say that vaccination in India is purely voluntary. In addition to this, our federal government, the central government, has recently filed an affidavit in Supreme Court on 29th November 2021. It's a very huge affidavit, a very voluminous affidavit, and they have reiterated their stand that vaccination is voluntary in India. Now, despite this being the position, we have state governments. It's not only the state of Maharashtra, but all other 27 states where there are mandates in some form or the other. Today, if I were to say, we almost have similar mandates where people are denied their basic food grains that they are entitled to. Like, we have some government schemes which say that people, you know, who have a certain level of income are entitled to receive food grains from public distribution system. So there are mandates which say that if a person is not double jabbed, he will not get his share of food grains that he is rightfully entitled to. So this is the extent. And see the irony. The government says that it is worried about our health or worried about, you know, this infection spreading in the community. And that is the reason why the mandates are being introduced. But at the same time, you are denying food grains. So you are okay. The government is okay to starving someone to death by denying food grains on one hand. And on the other hand, it supposedly is very worried about, you know, the, protecting the person from this virus and, you know, limiting the spread in the community. So we see the intentions are very clear. And it's certainly now we can certainly say that it is nothing to do about public health anymore. It has become very evident. It is not about public health. It is about gaining control and making people comply to this authoritarian mandates of government. Okay, coming back to the case. So the complainant has listed her facts, how her son passed away and what led to his death. Then the case of the dentist who passed away after first dose of Covishield. Then we have cited the judgments of four high courts. We have also cited the judgment of Montgomery, the UK judgment of 2015, which talks about the law of negligence, informed consent, and how patient's health comes first. The patient has to be informed very clearly of possible side effects, and the final decision would rest with the patient. So we have quoted the relevant paragraphs of Montgomery judgment also. And also, we have quoted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Bioethics 2005, Article 3 and Article 6, which are again, which again talk about the dignity of human life and the informed consent, how it has to be honored in any case. So this has been the main gist of this petition. And now there is an interesting incident here in this dentist case. You know, this dentist suffered for 1 month wherein she was admitted, and they were trying their level best to improve her condition. In this period, the dentist's father had written to the team of Covishield, the Serum Institute, who is the manufacturer of Covishield vaccine. They wrote to the research team of Serum Institute, and the father tried every possible way to alert them or to get to know from them if they had encountered such a situation in the clinical trials, you know, which possibly could give them some way out, some solution as to how they could save her life. And we have copies of the emails. The reply which the father of the deceased dentist received was that there was no such case, or, you know, Covishield does not cause thrombosis. This is what the reply came in from Serum Institute. However, later, when AEFI report came, the National Committee came up with the report, which was published in October 2021. It is exactly the same case, the cause of death, which is thrombocytopenia, the same cause which was denied by the research team, the team at Serum Institute. So you see, this is the level of negligence. And we know that, like, where a doctor is losing her life and there is no proper response or no redressal, and there is no help coming in. This is the level of callousness. I think what would a common man expect if a doctor loses her life? And that too, when the committee comes up with a report that there is a causal relationship between death and the administration of vaccine. So these are the facts which are highlighted in the petition. Additionally, we have also stated what is Bill Gates' connection. Bill Gates has his stake in Serum Institute of India. Like, there is a partnership and between Oxford's AstraZeneca, and they have licensed it, and Serum Institute manufactures it. So the owner of Serum Institute, Mr. Adar Poonawalla, along with Bill Gates, we have named these two persons. Additionally, we have also named the Drugs Controller of India, Mr. Somani, because we have videos of Mr. Somani coming in and claiming that vaccines are 110% safe. So we have this video evidence, and time and again they have been saying, and there are a few doctors who are at the helm of the institutes in India, like the Indian Council for Medical Research, ICMR, and AIIMS, which is All India Institute of Medical Sciences. So their officials, the people at helm of these institutes, are part, or they form the National COVID Task Force. And it was their duty to consider all these cases, the fatal side effects of vaccines, which we are shouting from the rooftops. Not only us, there are vigilant citizens, there are relatives who have lost their near and dear ones. We have been writing letters, we have been sending in representations, we have been writing also about stopping children's vaccination. But it seems all these things are falling on deaf ears, and they simply go ahead with executing their plans in a very unilateral fashion, putting the blinkers on. So we have made all these people parties, and we have mentioned, not parties, I would say we have mentioned their role. And the complainant has requested the premier investigation by Premier Agency of Investigative Agency of India, which is Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. So, sorry, we have requested CBI to conduct an in-depth inquiry, and even we have requested for conducting a brain mapping and a lie detector test on these people, and, you know, to bring them to books. And there is also a request for granting an interim compensation of around $13 million to the complainant, to the deceased man's mother. And the overall compensation that she is seeking for this is around, I think, $135 million. So this is the what petition is all about. It is around a 65-page petition, and we have uploaded it on our website of Indian Bar Association. And then there are some 200-odd pages for the annexures, where we have attached all the proofs to this petition to make it all strong and, you know, all foolproof, robust petition. So this is all about the petition, and we hope that the court hears it out soon, because every day is costing us lives. So, you know, every day that, you know, goes where cognizance, which authorities are supposed to take, are not taking, they failed from taking cognizance, is resulting in several deaths and several people who are suffering from this vaccine. So we would definitely insist the court to take this matter up urgently.
Wow, this is really, that's such an outrageous story. And also that the father of this office, the dying dentist, reached out to the company, and that they would simply not, not do anything, and really say, oh, we've never heard of that. And I mean, it's really, I have no words for that. It's so cruel.
Yes, they blatantly denied. It was like just a plain denial that Covishield does not cause clotting. And that was the very reason why the dentist lost her life. And there are several others who have lost life to blood clotting. Daily we are seeing cases of cardiac arrests and blood clotting. People are having severe pain in their hands. Then there was an incident just a couple of days back in a state of Gujarat. We saw it on a news channel, the coverage, where a person's hand had to be amputated because he faced severe pain after the Covishield dose, and the hand just had become very numb. And so he took some initial medications which the doctors had advised. But one day he realized that his nails had turned black, and he was advised to amputate the hand. And he's around 50 years of age, the only earning person in the family. He has a young daughter to look up to. And now he is he has lost his limb. So, it's a very tough life ahead.
Terrible.
Yes. There is another twist to this story, because in India, just like in some other countries, you still have the death penalty, right?
Yes, we have.
And as per the expert opinion, considering the proofs of sterling nature, Bill Gates and Adar Poonawalla will definitely or very likely face the death penalty. Is that correct?
Yes, that is one of the sections. It is section 302 of Indian Penal Code, which is which talks about punishment for somebody who has taken away life of any person. So we have included this section, and yes, there is a death penalty. And what we are seeing now is clearly a case of genocide, where people are directly or indirectly involved in, you know, an act which is taking away lives of people, or they are damaging their lives. So we are certainly going to press for this section for these people.
This will also have implications for this criminal case, will also have implications for all the civil cases, won't it?
Yes, yes.
Because if it turns out that there's that intent can be shown, as we have seen it from the graphs that we were talking about when you joined us, if intent can be shown, then I can't imagine that an intentional infliction of harm in India is subject to immunization. I mean, no one can be immune from civil prosecution or criminal prosecution if intent can be shown. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that is right. Mm-hmm. So here in this case, we have clear-cut proofs as to, you know, these particular experimental products which were being, and even there are several other parties who are complicit in this. So mm-hmm. be it the officer who is passing these executive orders, which say that it is necessary to have two jabs, the two doses, to avail of public, you know, to access public places or to access public transport, malls, or to work from the offices. Mm-hmm. So clearly, even these government officials are complicit, and they also need to be investigated, and they have a clear-cut role in this conspiracy.
Have you seen any response from the defendants in this case?
Well, not yet. Not mm-hmm. yet. See, this has been filed. Now, when it comes up for hearing, we have to, the process in India goes in this fashion. When this comes up for the hearing before the honorable judges, we have to explain what our case is. And once the court hears and is convinced, then the notices would be issued. And, you know, from the next hearing, after mm-hmm. this first one, they would be appearing, and they would be, you know, giving their statements. However, in this case, the parties are not arraigned directly. It is the CBI investigation that has been sought. So mm-hmm. we have to explain to the court as to why a CBI investigation is required. This mm-hmm. is a case of a criminal negligence and human genocide. So the parties whom we have included, and we have tried to explain their role in this crime, so they need to be investigated. Mm-hmm. And there could be several other aspects of this crime which would emanate once the premier investigative agency starts investigating. So this is what we want them to investigate. So yeah. We will request court to initiate this investigation. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there would be, you know, more people who would get embroiled in it, because there are several people, several institutions which have a clear-cut role mm-hmm. in executing this genocide.
Is the CBI, is it in some way comparable to the American FBI?
Yes, mm-hmm. you're right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a premier investigative agency.
And they have a sterling reputation, don't they?
Definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. So once they start their investigation and they come to a conclusion that there is a clear-cut role, then they would become the complainant, and they would file the police case. Like they would take the investigation themselves and summon the witnesses and do, you know, what actions they are empowered to undertake to conduct the investigation and to frame the charges against the accused. Mm-hmm.
And how much are they politically controlled? Do they, I mean, can they decide for themselves or?
Well, ideally, it's an independent agency. And that is a very reason, given the, you know, the dynamics of the challenges that we are facing today. Where in India, if I were to say, not a single member of parliament is speaking against the side effects of these vaccines. Mm-hmm. So I've seen that in countries abroad, you know, there are at least a handful of politicians or people in power who have spoken or are speaking continuously, or at least raising their voices. However, sorry, in India we have none. Mm-hmm. So you know, we would ensure that the investigation is conducted in a very independent way, because this agency is an independent agency.
Well, if you can trust them, we cannot trust our own prosecutors' offices, because even the European Court has decided in 2019 that German prosecutors cannot issue arrest warrants, let alone international arrest warrants, let alone enforce them, because they're not independent. There's always a chance that whatever the prosecutor does is being done by him because he's ordered to do it by Angela Merkel. That's why they're saying you're out of international arrest warrants. So that seems to be completely different in India, in particular with this institution, the CBI.
Yes.
It's very good to know. Very good to know. We're going to have to take our cues from you in the future.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Dipali, I wonder if I might be able to collaborate with my legal team here. We have a very similar legal systems, I understand, and we've just started a criminal investigation here as well. So, and we've also got the AstraZeneca coming out of this country. So, yeah, that'd be really helpful if we could connect like that.
Yes, yes,
share
exactly.
Evidence. Yes.
So, Dr. Sam, I have been reading the legal updates about the case. I follow a PHJ. If I get the name correct. So I follow and I do regularly check the updates. And kudos to you for taking this fight ahead.
And yourself as well. Yeah. So perhaps Corvin could give me your details or something afterwards. That'd be great. Yeah.
I'll make sure that he connects you too.
Thank you. Thank you, Rhino.
Yeah. This is extremely exciting, Dipali. And you know what? I think they, the other side, didn't have India and maybe the African continent, for that matter, on their radar. So all of a sudden, there are clear and present dangers arising from your legal system because it's one of the few that's still functioning. Incredible.
Yes. Yes. So can I add something here? Can I add something?
Sure.
So India is definitely on their radar. I say this because, you know, on 25th, there has been an announcement in India about children's vaccination. They have started with vaccination of children between the age group of 15 to 18 years. And they plan to start from 3rd of January 2022. So you see, over last, we have seen globally that children's vaccination has already started.
Mm-hmm.
And here we tried to, prolong it, delay it. Our efforts were concentrated on, in fact, not initiating this vaccination for children at all. But it seems that, these forces are, they are so, I would say, so malicious that they definitely have their eye on India and they have pressurized. And there has been, a very, in a hasty fashion, they have declared on 25th of December that they would be starting the children's vaccination from 3rd of January. And this was a similar case for boosters also. Till now, we had, taken all possible efforts not to start boosters in India. So now on 25th, they have announced that there would be they don't say booster, they call it a precautionary dose. So that is what the terminology is in India. And moreover, it is only for people over age of 60 years. So, they are trying their level best to bring in the same mandates and, the same kind of tyranny, even in India. But we are giving it a very tough fight and we are trying to prolong, to delay and to raise our voices so that our government hears and more awakened masses, the more we can prevail, the more we can prevail on government. So, certainly, the fight is tough, but we are not going to give up. We will fight till the end. And we will push them back, for sure.
Yes.
We all hope that they don't have other ideas to paralyze us. Now, they threaten us with health, but they could as well use something else. They could do speak something with China and make some war on the Indian front, and they could on frontier, and they could just to attract the audience and to just have set the new topics and set new items into the public. And so we have to be watchful. Yes. I think this is a very powerful plan they have, but we are more. Yes. You know, we see through what they want. So
that's the worst problem they have.
Yes, certainly. Thank you.
What is the age brackets of children that are supposed to get starting on December the 25th that are supposedly going to get this precautionary dose?
Precautionary dose is for elderly population, oh, okay, about 60 years of age, and children in the age group of 15 to 18 years.
15 to 18.
18 years, yes.
Okay, but they're not going after the very young, 5-year-olds, etc.
No.
You know, the thing
is, as of now, no, and we won't allow them to go.
I think one of the biggest advantages that you have is that in your country, the people are still aware of allopathy and your own homegrown medicine, a natural medicine, which has served them so well for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes.
And also, I think they're already very much aware of the fact that these huge pharmaceutical companies, and in particular, people like, well, criminals like Bill Gates, have no good intentions for them, but rather from past experience, everyone knows that these people are dangerous, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So here the resistance, came in quite early, because we have alternative systems of medicine, which is Ayurveda, homeopathy, naturopathy. And there are lakhs of people in India who have been following these systems since ages. Even their ancestors were following, and they believe, they have trust in those systems. And you see, when it comes to healing anyone, trust has got a very major role. So if any person is believing or has a very strong belief in a particular system and is made or is forced to take these experimental medications, obviously he's going to raise his voice and resist what is being imposed on him. So, and we have a dedicated ministry by name Ayush, AYUSH, which is about these alternative streams of medicines. And they do conduct trials, and they ensure that these systems are preserved, and people get benefited from these systems. So these sections of people have severe resistance, or they have severe objections to these medical products, which are experimental, being forced upon them. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, their livelihoods are getting affected because of mandates. Mm-hmm. And even while knowing the risk that, this experimental vaccine could be fatal, they are made to take the risk, which they do not want to. So there is a strong resistance. And now people have become, a very good thing happened when they spoke about the booster dose. That was the time when even vaccinated people realized that there is a possibility they have been conned. Because if first two doses aren't working, that's the reason why there is a booster dose.
Yeah.
So it was like, their agenda was just exposed. And it is so ridiculous that even vaccinated are supposed to wear masks. If there are any restrictions imposed on movements of people, even vaccinated people have to follow those restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that they are gaining? And moreover, we are reading a lot about the definition of vaccinated persons being changed. So a person who refuses or has not taken the booster dose would come in the category of unvaccinated.
Yeah.
It's the same.
So we are trying to make people aware, and now they are catching the things faster.
I mean, that's crazy. It's like the same. It's the same scripts again in your country. We have the same redefinition of when one is vaccinated or not, 14 days after the second or then the booster vaccination. It's absolutely ridiculous. How many people do you think have have maybe false vaccination papers in India. Is that going on?
Yes, there are two investigations. Like, they have unearthed two rackets, two, you know, scams where fake vaccination certificates were being given. And those two matters are under investigation. So we, as of now, we do not know how many people were.
There are so many fake vaccinations given that I don't know what you speak about. We just spoke about fake vaccinations before. And which ones do you mean? Because you get a passport that you get a certain vaccination at COVID-19, but you don't know what is in the vaccination. It is perhaps a fake vaccination. You get a stamp and you get this barcode, but you don't know what was in. So I think it's ridiculous to speak about fake vaccinations when you don't know what it's in the vaccinations and it's not a constant thing.
No, I was wondering if people are sort of turning toward getting like fake papers in order to comply or like show compliance, so they can have access to the train or like you know, be able to work. Yes. Is that going on? Because we hear from other places, like someone I spoke to, like in Romania, I think they also have a quite low vaccination rate. And these people who are from Romania said that they estimate that it's basically like everything, like not everything, but maybe like half of the like vaccinated are fake. Because I mean, fake in the sense that they didn't get anything, just bought the paper because they know that they don't want to deal with it.
That's such a...
In India, I guess it's like not getting anything injected in the body, but only the document is prepared of the first dose and the second dose. So there is a vaccination certificate which a person gets after the first dose and the second dose. And there is an online portal where, the status gets registered. Anybody who gets vaccinated has his vaccination status linked to a national ID, which here we have by name Aadhaar. So in addition to getting this paper, the certificate of vaccination, the linking also happens so that in the national database, a person's status would be as vaccinated. But he has not taken anything inside his body.
So what they want to know is it is documented. They don't want to know whether you're immune or not. They want to know whether you're obedient or not.
Yes,
and those people who buy a false vaccination, so-called vaccination passport, they are obedient too.
What happened? People became aware that this is something which is an experimental product, and they did not want to go ahead. But at the same time, they were facing the mandates, and they were getting warnings and ultimatums from their workplace. Like, if the jabs are not done, then they would be sent on a forced leave, unpaid leave. And over here, it's not everyone's cup of tea, either to resign or, to stay at home without being paid. So that forced them to go ahead, and, find some innovative ways about it. That not taking the injection, but still getting a certificate. So I would say they had to forcibly comply.
I have a question, Raina. If you are forced to do something, and you do something, you falsify something because you save your life, is it a crime then? It still a crime because you do such a thing, such an urgent thing? People don't know what to do. They lose everything, and because they are put under pressure. And then they have some falsification and they save their family lives. Is it a crime, really? What do you think will in the long run be out of this?
Well, under the German criminal law states, and this is probably a general defense, that this is probably self-defense. If you're trying to save your life because someone is committing a criminal act trying to kill you, of course that's self-defense. There are other defenses in that direction, but I do think that you are justified. There's this great TV series, by the way, called Justified. You're justified in fighting the attempt to kill you. Yeah, you can do anything you want. Very, very interesting. Again, I'm so glad that your people in India are so much closer to reality than most of us here in the Western world, because what they claim is higher education in the Western world is really a disconnection, a forced disconnection of this system of education from reality. That's why people don't question anything anymore. They just accept what they're being told, even though this is the very basis of science, that you have to ask questions and not just go ahead and accept things. So I think your people are far ahead of us, probably in Africa too. So we have to learn from each other. It is extremely important, especially, and I'm really glad that you and Sam are now connected, because I think that can be extremely helpful, yeah, both for your case, Sam, yeah, and the other way around as well.
Yeah, I hope so much that in not a long time, but very soon, it will be possible again for me and others to experience the beautiful traveling with the Indian Railway without such a nonsense.
Yes. Yes, certainly.
Yes. I'm pretty sure this will end soon. This is not going to take years, and this is not going to take many months. I think it'll take a few weeks, maybe a couple of months or so, but it'll end soon, because the evidence for change is palpable. It's in the air. You can see it. You can feel it. More people are taking to the streets now than ever before.
Yes.
Of course, the mainstream media don't report on this, but we don't care. We know what's going on because the mainstream media don't really play a role anymore, at least not for those people who are really looking for information. They turn to us, they turn to you, and they are looking into the alternative media in order to find real information. They know that we're being lied to by the mainstream media as well as by the politicians. That's why this movie, which I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, called Don't Look Up, by a director by the name of Adam McKay. He's the one who made The Big Short about the financial industry. Industry? They don't produce anything about the financial industry. This same guy, he also made Vice, about the vice president of the United States. But this new movie, Don't Look Up, I got this hint from one of our colleagues from Austria. His name is Gottfried Forsthuber. And he told us this is a parable on what's going on. It's both funny and scary. and that's what reality is right now. We're going to get these bastards, one after another.
The Big Short is a great film. I'll just add that. I've seen that. Yes, I'll watch the new one. Great.
Yeah. And Dipali, I have one last question. Are people demonstrating? Are they taking to the streets in India?
Yes, it has started off late. And we have a few states where, like just a couple of days back in our national capital of Delhi, we had people there were incidents of stone pelting on government buses. So there is a attempt of, or rather, you know, the government is alerting everybody about the Omicron virus, the Omicron variant, and it seems there are plans of bringing in third wave. So you see, we could hold back the third wave till now, and it seems they are desperate to bring in third wave because there are fourth and fifth waves throughout the world. But we have managed to hold back the third wave, and we all know that it is nothing about the waves; it's just about masking, vaccines, lockdown, and repeat. It just goes on a loop. So there are some strict restrictions in place since last week. And they plan to bring in, again, severe restrictions in light of the threat from this Omicron variant. And but the, this is on one side, they're bringing in restrictions. On the other side, there are some five poll-bound states. The elections are due and there are election rallies which are being held. And so we can, the public can see the contrast. So the politicians have no restrictions when it comes to election rallies. And we see lakhs of people in election rallies without masks. And then there are no news after the rally, about surge in cases or, the people getting infected. But on the other hand, they would want restrictions. Like we have night curfews which have come in, which is meeting with severe, resistance from people. Because it is so illogical and so irrational. How can there be a night curfew for curbing this virus? does the virus, does it not come at night after 9 p.m.? And then there are some states are keeping the night curfew or putting night curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. Some are starting the curfew from 11 p.m. So it's so bizarre. And now, as Dr. Reiner said, it has become very palpable and it has become very obvious. The insanity, the illogical approach, unscientific approach, everything into one. So people are coming in on streets in India, and I'm sure in India when it starts, it's going to be, you know, very severe.
Yeah.
Because if people get to know that, you know, the other side is making a lot of money at the cost of their health, even when people are dying, it won't be taken kindly by anybody here. So it's like, you know, better they, you know, amend their actions and get their acts straight. They cannot continue with these insane mandates anymore.
Yeah. Well, this is, again, this is great. Thank you so much, Deepali. And thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful new year.
Yes. Wish everyone a very happy new year. Happy, healthy, and joyous new year. Thank you so much.
Same to you.
See you later.
Yes. Bye-bye.